number three, Franklin McKenzie, who breaks the press, half cross midcourt, left right across the radio, drives in for the layup. This one's no good. And tipped in by number 32, Jared Ski, is now with 4 points. Tyler Labor with the little jumper on the baseline. This one falls. Labor with 4 points. And they're just going back and forth. 14 points. It's 12 points for both teams in the fourth quarter alone. Lynch, top of the key against Turmel. Over to Brechtelsbauer, right wing. Lynch in the corner. Feeds it on the give and go to Brechtelsbauer. He can't bring it in, and it's a turnover for Reese into the hands of Tyler Labor. Top of the key, Tommy Morneau over to a wide open Bailey Hines for three in the right corner. Yes. Bailey Hines now with 9 points. Brings Bad Axe within 17. Lynch, right wing, back up to McKenzie. McKenzie against Jurgis, over to Tito Salinas. Into Brechtelsbauer, he can't hang on to it. Last touch, though, by Tommy Morneau, who tried to save it, tried to create something with 2 minutes and 30 seconds left in the fourth. Reese on the night, 9 for 10 from the free throw line. Lynch inbounds this one to Brechtelsbauer. He can't hang on to it, but it's picked up instead by McKenzie, and he is mugged by Jurgis. Jurgis lost his footing and basically blasted right into him. That's his third, team's eighth. So McKenzie will go line for 1-1 as Geiger now checks in for Jurgis. You can catch all of the WLW sports action in more ways than just the radio. Stream online at WLWSports.com or thumbnet.net, same page. Or download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device. As the first free throw from McKenzie is good, so he gets a second. 65-47, 18-point game, Reese leading. Second free throw is good.
Gosh, they can make their free throws.
11 for 12 now from the free throw line. As Tommy Morneau passes one right off into the hands of Tito Salinas, goes up for the layup, no good. Rebound Bailey Hines, and now we have a travel against Bailey Hines. So both teams share a pair of turnovers, no points, and it's going to be Reese Ball. As now we have substitution, Tommy Morneau sits down. And number 35, Jeremy Smithers checks it. Lynch inbounding this for Reese underneath their own hoop. Into Tino Salinas, actually off the head of Geiger. Salinas now with it. Drives down to the lane, goes up for the layup, left side, no good. Rebound Tyler Labor. 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter. 66-47, Reese leading by 19. Long two from Smithers, no good. Rebound McKenzie. Still loose now to the hands of 32, Jared Skias. McKenzie slowing things down. Minute 45 left in this game. High post to number 13, Nate Arnold. Drives down to the baseline, chucks this one up, and he is charged with the foul, or with the travel. Another substitution here. For Bad Axe, Bailey Hines sits down. Messing checks back in.
Both teams are emptying their benches.
Austin Trammell for three, top of the key, no good. Rebound, Messing. Tries drive down to the baseline, kicks it back out to Labor, right wing. Minute 25 left, Labor for three, top of the key, no good. Rebound brought in by Smithers for Bad Axe. Double teamed, and we have a foul against Lynch of Reese. Travis Lynch, that's his first foul. He's officially in the books now. Sixth team foul against Reese, so Bad Axe will get the ball underneath their own hoop. Wischlager checks in. He replaces Labor. As they try to inbound it to Turmel, this one goes straight out of bounds. That is the 16th turnover for Bad Axe on the night. Brechtelsbauer replaces Nate Arnold for Reese. So out there for Reese right now, Brechtelsbauer, McKenzie, Salinas, Skias, and Lynch. For Bad Axe, Geiger, Messing, Turmel, Smithers, and Wischlager. Minute 5 left in this game. Salinas, left wing, picks up his dribble. Now skip pass to the right wing to McKenzie. Dribbles back to the top of the key. Now over to the left wing. Drives right down to the baseline. The floater is good. He is fouled and one. McKenzie with 4 points, trying to make it 5 with the free throw here. 51.6 seconds left in the game. It's the 9th team foul against Bad Axe and the first against Austin Wischlager. Free throw coming here for McKenzie, and it is good. You wonder how many free throws Reese practices.
I would imagine they probably have to make 20 in a row before they can leave the gym.
69-47. Reese leads as Jurgis rattles one home inside the lane. He has 8 points, 69-49, 20-point game.
30 seconds to go.
McKenzie dribbling against Jurgis, left wing, drives right down to the baseline, feeds it in. To number 32, Skias tries to feed to Brechtelsbauer off his knee, out of bounds, Bad Axe ball. Jurgis to Smithers for 3, right wing. On the turnaround, give and go, no good. Rebound Reese, 14 seconds left. McKenzie to Lynch, slowing things down, 9 seconds left. And we are going to have a final score of Bad Axe 49, Reese 69. As 1 second left, and Reese just lets the clock run out, and we have a final. Final score, Reese 69, Bad Axe 49 on the WLAW Sports Network. Your postgame show is next.
Put extra money in your pocket today with help from Riverview Auto in Caro. Riverview is your scrap metal recycling headquarters. From scrap cars, farm equipment, copper, aluminum, and short and long steel, Riverview will pay you top dollar. If you have used car batteries sitting around your garage or in the barn, take them to Riverview Auto next to the Cass River in Caro and get cash. And as always, Riverview Auto recycles styrofoam, shrink wrap, cardboard, newspaper, magazines, office paper, and junk mail. Yes, that's right. Riverview wants your junk mail. So head to Riverview Auto next to the Cass River in Caro and get cash now. Call Riverview Auto today at 989-673-3234.
Oh, poor fella. Not only doesn't he have a car, he doesn't have a local insurance agent. He saved $2 a month by buying insurance from an 800 number company in New York. So now what?
You have reached 1-800-CHEAP-POLICY. If your home or business is burnt down, press 1. If your home or business is still burning, press 2.
An independent local agent would be ready to help and start claim work 24 hours a day.
If you have had work or household accident, or have been bitten by a dog, cat, rat, bat, snake, or child, push 3. Auto accidents, push 4.
And your local agent can modify your policies to always give you the best coverage and price.
If you've just had a dented fender, push 1. If it's a real mess, push 2. If you are bleeding profusely, press 3. If it was your fault, please hang up.
See your Huron County independent insurance agents. McVeigh Insurance, Peruski Insurance, Aromsix Insurance in Bad Axe, the Power Agency in Kaysville, Caulfield Insurance in Kaysville or Seaboyne, Bailey Insurance in Pigeon, the Harbor Beach Agency in Harbor Beach, Halber Insurance in Harbor Beach or Port Hope, and Fiden and Schmidt Insurance Agency in Port Austin.
Hi, Bill Jackson here from Moore Motor Sales in Caro. Have you sat in or driven a new Ram truck lately? Well, if you haven't, you owe it to yourself to come in today. You'll be glad you did. At Moore Motor Sales, we have a huge selection of 2014 Ram trucks, which happened to be Motor Trend's Truck of the Year, 2 years running. Here's a guy who has sold more trucks than there are fish in Lake Huron, Scott Provost of Sandusky. Scott, tell us about the 2014 Ram truck advantage.
2014 Ram trucks have better fuel economy, an incredible ride for driver and passenger, better towing capacity, the best interior, and a half-ton truck with a diesel engine in it. You heard right. 2014 Ram trucks have better towing capacity and the best interior. Whether you need a new truck or you just want a new truck, come see me, Scott Provost, and let us show you the new Ram truck advantage.
At Moore Motor Sales in Caro during the 2014 Ram Truck Month.
Saginaw Valley State University, where personal attention and outstanding opportunities produce impressive results.
I'm Cody Newland from Marlette, and I'm a medical laboratory science major at SVSU. My MLS program was accredited the May before I started at Saginaw Valley. On a national level, this program is one of the best, so that's part of what brought me here. Saginaw Valley is only an hour from home, so I can go home whenever I need.